Edward, it's Paul. May I help you?
Yes, we are conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics, and your participation is very important to the success of this research. Let me ask, are you able to go on with the survey?
How many questions is it?
It is approximately 10 to 12 minutes.
Hold on just a minute.
It's a survey. I can hear it.
I can answer the question.
I appreciate your time, and let me ask, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm very satisfied.
Thank you, ma'am. And when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues are to you? You can use a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means not important to you, and 10 means it's very important to you. The first is voting rights.
10.
Reproductive freedom.
What did you say? I didn't hear it.
Oh, reproductive freedom.
10.
Inflation and the cost of living.
10.
Health care.
10.
Abortion rights.
10.
Democracy.
10.
Jobs and wages.
10.
Racism and discrimination.
10.
Crime and violence.
10.
Immigration.
8.
Criminal justice reform.
10.
Student loan debt.
10.
K-12 education.
10.
And climate change.
9.
Thank you, ma'am. Moving forward, as you may know, there will be elections for President, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. It's still a long way off, and sometimes something comes up and prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in 2024 November election? A scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote.
10.
Thank you, ma'am. And what is your race?
African American.
Thank you, ma'am. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Understood. And what year were you, what was your year of birth?
1963.
Thank you, ma'am. What is the highest level of school that you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
I have a PhD.
Thank you, ma'am. And with this, we're concluding this survey, and the quota that you qualify has been filled, so I appreciate your time, and have a great evening.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.